Chapter 4. In another suite at the Watergate, Sammy Davis Jr. was playing Pac-Man. The electronic game traveled with him wherever he went. A quart bottle of strawberry soda with a straw was at his side. Half a case of it sat in the corner of the living room.
"I know how last minute this is, Sammy," George Abatiello said from where he sat on a leather bar stool, "but I really would like to accommodate Mrs. Yule. She's a nice lady. She called me a half hour ago and asked if you and Rosanna Gatto would do a duet. She remembers seeing you do one at some benefit in Vegas a year or two ago. She said she was reluctant to ask because Rosanna had requested a last-minute change in the schedule, and we turned her down, but then she figured nothing ventured, nothing gained. Would you be willing to come on again and do a duet with Rosanna? We'll find time by shortening up on the jam sessions."
"Hey, man, happy to. The lady's a gas." He continued to play the game. Abatiello smiled. He knew Davis's reputation was that of easy cooperation, but he didn't expect him to be this easy. Things had begun to fall apart in the last hours leading up to the telecast, and George and his staff were in a mad scramble to straighten them out. He was used to dealing with the quibbles of performing artists, but most of the problems were coming from the political side. Politicians insisting they be on stage when Yule and his family made an appearance. Security people questioning arrangements they should have thought of days before. Big egos clashing with bigger egos and lesser significance. He was glad he'd earned his ulcer in show business rather than the political arena. As he'd said to his wife a few minutes before, this was his first and last contribution to politics. Anybody's politics. Davis lost the round.
"I'll beat this sucker yet," he said, laughing loudly, and joined Abatiello at the bar. "You want a soda?"
"No, thanks, Sammy," Abatiello checked his watch. Give me a fast rundown of how the duet goes, timing and such, and the sheets. We need the lead sheets for the orchestra." Davis's musical director, who'd been dozing in a large leather chair, came to life and worked with Abatiello on the changes. At precisely 9 o'clock, with the opera house filled with Yule supporters and friends of supporters out for a pleasant evening, and maybe to be seen, the curtain rose, the orchestra launched into a spirited, jazz-flavored arrangement of California, Here I Come, and the musical gala in honor of Senator Kenneth Yule.